Ladies and gentlemen, the evolution of rock. The music that made the world turn round. 1972, and 50s rock and roll is back in full bloom.
Well, in that case, it gives us one more to do. In that case,
nostalgia becomes the password of pop music lovers everywhere, as names like Rick Nelson and Chuck Berry re-emerge, along with an endless list of 50s hit songs sung by 70s artists. 1972 also marks the official end of the war in Vietnam.
We believe that by far the longest part of the road has been traversed.
And with it comes the landslide election which returns President Richard Nixon to power.
We've not only won a majority of the votes of America, but we've won a majority of the votes of young America.
1972. From the shooting of Governor George Wallace at a campaign appearance.
Ladies and gentlemen, get back. Please move aside and let them put the governor on the stretcher there, please.
To the ruthless killings of Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics.
About 75 yards behind the Israeli building are two men in civilian clothes. They are behind a piece of sculpture, and they are armed with machine guns.
And from the baggy pant look of the 40s for men to the easing of penalties for the possession of pot. 1972, the year that platform heels and hijacking soar to new heights. And a Howard Hughes autobiography goes up in smoke. 1972, the year that Bobby Fischer checkmates Boris Spassky in chess. The Boston Bruins beat the New York Rangers for the Stanley Cup. Nixon becomes the first U.S. president to leap the Great Red China Wall.
Whether they are physical walls like this, or whether they are other walls of ideology or philosophy, will not divide peoples in the world.
And Bobby Hull exits the Chicago Blackhawks to head for the WHA. 1972 also marks the end of brilliant lives for 52-year-old Jackie Robinson and 77-year-old J. Edgar Hoover.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
1972, the year that Archie and Edith, better known as the Bunkers, battled their way to the top of the Boob Tube Brigade, and Bonanza ends a 14-year television tradition. 1972, from Oakland, outdistancing Cincinnati, 3-2 in the seventh game of the World Series, to a near score for the little-known Clifford Irving. 1972, the year that George McGovern's presidential hopes are dashed, the name Thomas Eagleton becomes political dynamite, and Burt Reynolds puts more than his best foot forward for a centerfold appearance in Cosmopolitan magazine. 1972. One explosive year in the evolution of rock is now ready to unfold just the way it happened.
That'll be the day when I die.
This is a message from the parents of Buddy Holly. We are deeply grateful and happy because of the evidence of your love and admiration for our son and his songs. A love and admiration which has lingered on through the years and which we feel is real. We had not expected this continued interest and feeling for Buddy and his songs from his many fans. And from our home here in America, we feel rather helpless and inadequate in our desire and effort to express to you our deep appreciation. In all sincerity, we send our love and thanks. And now, Buddy's dad wants to say a few words.
Our sincere thanks to each fan and to everyone who has had a part in keeping Buddy's name and memory alive and popular.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing. Singing bye. met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Folk singer-songwriter Don McLean, with a little rock, a little folk, a little country, a little bit of everything in his tribute to Buddy Holly, rock and roll, and an entire decade. American Pie was a history of the 60s, a flashback to the way we were and the way we were moved. For Don McLean, it was the long-awaited dividing line between the bad days and the good. American Pie, both the single and the album, reached the pinnacle of pop, number one, and gold all the way. The song was a tip-off to anyone who hadn't figured it out, even though this was 1972. Heads were heading back to the 60s, and all our yesterdays would come gushing forward as though they'd never left.
Danny, and the Junior.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, a man who's become a legend in his own time, Mr. L.R. Little Richard.
He's sassy and mean, but he's a friend to all of us. Big Bad Bo Bolden. Let's say Chubby Checker.
Feel all right. And everybody say, yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah.
These rock and roll revival gigs would be the rage in 72, having first been thrown together as one-shot concerts, but happening so big that Richard Nader, the man who'd pulled the trigger on rock revival, sent the shows on the road. Finally, after 10 years of predictions, it was happening. All the greats who rock had been weaned on, the giants who'd wet-nursed the bebop through its toughest times, the old number ones were back, including the biggest number one of them all, Chuck Berry.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. It's one.